If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear a powerful word of hope and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida. Services will take place Thursday, October 22nd and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. nightly. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
The Lord brought to my mind, he said these words to me. He said, if my people would speak my language, they would understand that the enemy plots to get you to doubt what God is saying, and you have to be sure of your ability to speak God's language. So in essence, I'm teaching you new language. But the problem is, I only get you once a week, and the most you can handle is an hour. You've got 6 days of listening to the devil's lies. And then, you know, the praise and worship team, their task is to break up the fallow ground so I can come and sow that seed. It's not going out saying, I'm going to get that job. Hallelujah. I'm going to get that car. Praise the Lord. No, that's not the language of faith. In many instances, that's presumption and the language of hope. Here is the most difficult task that you have to master as a Christian. And that is to understand that God just may not do what you want him to do, comma, and you have to be all right with that. Why? Because of a misappropriation out of the book of Isaiah, command ye me, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. We actually think that we can go to God and command him to do something. Hold on here. My mother used to say, I had you, you didn't have me. You have to be all right with any decision that God makes. Sovereignty doesn't mean he does everything the way you want him to do it. It means sometimes he does what he wants, and you got to be all right with that. Numbers, verse 17, Moses sends them out. And he says, go up into the hill country and see what the land is like. I'm just paraphrasing. And he says, you see if the land, see what the people are who live there, if they're strong or weak. See if they're many or few. And then look at the land and determine if it's fertile or not. And look at the cities, if they are villages or fortified. Determine whether the land is rich or poor. Determine if there are many trees. Don't be afraid. Bring back some samples of the crops that you see. The Bible said they spied out the land all the way from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob near Hamath. Going northward, they first passed through the Negev Valley and arrived at Hebron. And there they saw the Amalekites. And they continued to look, and they saw the Canaanites and the Hittites, and they saw all of the children of Anak. And then they made a determination. Now, that determination is not mentioned there in that particular passage. But as they go back, the Bible says in verse 23, they had grapes, they had pomegranates. They get back after 40 days, verse 25, and when they get there, they made their report to the people. And they said in verse 27, we went into the land that you sent us to see, and there, and it is indeed a magnificent country. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. And here is some of the fruit that we have brought you as proof. But the people living there are powerful. And their cities are fortified and very large. And what's more, we saw Anakim giants. The Amalekites are in the south. In the hill country, they're the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites. And down along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and in the Jordan Valley are the Canaanites. Now, I call to your attention Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Now, keep your mind in Numbers 13, where the people have identified the enemy. Now, I call your attention to Exodus 3, 7, and 8. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know I am affiliated with, I associate with their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Listen carefully. Unto the place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. See what God says? I've come down to first get you out of Egypt and then bring you into a good land. Now, there are some people in your land, and I'm going to identify them. Why? So you won't be scared. Okay. Amen. Greatest fear that a child has is monsters in the closet or under the bed. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Many a nights, I've seen that closet door open and something step out. I don't care how saved I am, I saw monsters. Now, why do you think that that child saw monsters? Well, there are a myriad of reasons. Number one, parents let us watch programs that are influential. You know, Wolfman, The Mummy, you know, Frankenstein. And so you watch all these things which are supposedly innocent, but what are they doing? They're feeding the subconscious. But what do? There are two steps. There are two steps. Two steps. Number one, somebody said it earlier, flip on the light. Number two, they will take that child over to that door, open up that closet and say what? See. Now, once you've turned on the light, which does dispel all monsters. And then they take you over, they open up the closet door, and they say, there's nothing in there. Now, after they give you those two ingredients, if you still insist that there are monsters in the closet or monsters under the bed, then the problem is not the monsters. God has already told them in Exodus 3, 7, and 8, you're going into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. If you notice, he does not mention the Amalekites. They're insignificant. Why? Because Amalekite means your past. And the south is behind you. And why doesn't God mention them here? Because your past is insignificant. And yet we are prisoners to our past. We judge God and our future by our past. Watch this now. Then when you go to Exodus 3, 16 and 17, God says to Moses, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. As I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. Now, in the first one, he says Canaanite, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Down here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Same six. In the second rendering, Exodus 3, 16 and 17, he mentions the same tribes. God knows they're there. I'm bringing you to where they are. Why are they in a prosperous land? Because the devil's people thrive on success. Group of young men make millions of dollars playing baseball, basketball, music, whatever. Billions of dollars don't have anything to do with God. I watched a program. Young man turned 16. His father bought him a Maserati. Can't even drive it yet, but his daddy bought it for him. Had this party, had superstars come in and paid them $20,000 to sing two songs for his son's 16th birthday. What do you think that boy's socialization will be as he grows up? Wealth breeds wealth. Why? Because they teach you the principles of how to get wealth. The reason why we stay broke is because we always want to be down. You down? Yeah, man, I'm down. You broke? Yeah, but I'm down. I marvel at how we cannot apply the principles of unity to turn our cities around. If churches would pull together, we could have a school system that the public schools would envy and still keep the God principle in it and pay our teachers $100,000 a year. If all of the the churches said, let's build a God school district and call it the El Shaddai school system. Amen. The devil won't have it. So he gets in the ears of ministers and pastors and say, have your own, build your own, build your own, build your own. My soul yearns, I ache for cooperation and collaboration. I ache for it. I ache for it. You know why? Because Psalm says that's where you guarantee the blessing. God said, I will pour out my blessing when I see unity. And everything about us is individuality. Ministers, individuals. They want you to come to their services, but they won't go to yours. I go around, I sit in people's services. I sit in the back just to support the service. I don't have to be preaching all the time. God blesses unity. Watch this now, stay with me. So where is the enemy? How do you find the devil? You don't find the devil in poverty. Satan isn't where poverty is. Once he inflicts it, he's gone. He don't have to stay because the people will perpetuate it by speech. He don't have to stay there. Every now and then he visits to kill somebody. But then he quickly goes back to where the money is. Because if I can pervert the money, then I can pervert the system. If I can pervert the mindset, yes, then I can pervert the system. Yes, I can keep you sick without putting sickness on you if I can keep you eating improperly. Right. But watch this. I'll make the bad food taste good, right, and the good food look bad. There ain't nothing aesthetically beautiful about broccoli, but a chicken cheese steak looks good. Onions and peppers, ketchup and mustard, pickles, sliced in an Amoroso roll with French fries in the middle. Church is over, let's go to Lee's. But ain't nothing beautiful about carrots. That's why God had to give that stuff color. He knew you wasn't going to want to eat a carrot. It's that color, that orange color that looks good to you. But why is it that we are drawn to the negative and then that becomes our speech? Why is it that we give in to the negative so quickly? Because the negative is comfortable. And then you come to Jesus. And what is it that you speak? Negative. They don't like me. People don't care for me. You never said that when you were in the world because you didn't care. Even if you knew somebody didn't like you, you were like, later for them, Jack. Don't bother me. But now here you are, sitting on top of the world, seated in heavenly places with Christ. They don't like me. I don't know why they don't respect me. Listen, different folks, same strokes. I don't care if you don't like me. The Bible says, if God be for me, who cares who's against me?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE, Channel 51, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH, Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.
Order 08115A. 08115P. Order 08115A. Order 08115P. Order 08115P. Order 08215A. Order 08215A. Order 08215P. That's 08215P. 08315A. Order 08315A. 08315P. Order 08315P. 08415A. Order 08415A. 08415P. Order 08415P. 08515A. Order 08515A. 08515P. Order 08515P.